housekeep for Monday, August 30th, 2021.
That's right. It's all of the magic news you need in 10 minutes or less.
And we're kicking off today's news with news of what's coming up this weekend with the MPL and Rivals Gauntlet.
That's right. That's running September 2nd through 5th. That's Thursday through Sunday. They're running concurrently,
yeah,
both the MPL and the Rivals Gauntlet. And it's only standard.
Yeah, so the wait it's disappointing,
yes.
Yeah, for sure, because Historic's so wild right now. We'll get to that later. But yeah, it's going to be 12 Swiss rounds, and so once players reach their ninth match win, they automatically advance to the top eight playoff.
Yep.
And for the MPL, that's going to happen on Saturday, and for the Rivals League, that's going to happen on Sunday.
It's a pretty weird situation, because for the MPL Gauntlet, the top three get world spots,
yeah,
and for the Rivals, the top person.
Yes, just one.
Gets a world spot, and then the next three get spots in MPL for next
right.
year. But as some people have pointed out, it means that you can have a great tournament, but if you're not in the top four,
yikes,
you get nothing.
Yeah, that's kind of
so
rough,
man. So it's going to be some real tense magic.
Yeah, so if you want to see some tense magic, tune in. It's going to start at 10 a.m. on Thursday and 9 a.m. Pacific all the other days on twitch.tv/magic.
Speaking of
yes.
it starting later on Thursday, that's because the previews for Midnight Hunt start on Thursday.
Ooh, spooky. If you're getting
yes.
excited for the werewolves set coming up here pretty quick, previews kicking off once again 9 a.m. on twitch.tv/magic.
Yes. Some people got some really cool apples.
Oh, yeah.
In the mail this past week.
Check it
as
out.
A little promo for Midnight Hunt and the upcoming Harvest Festival.
How do you like them apples?
I like them a lot.
They're actually very
They're
good
actually
apples.
Very good apples. They're really tasty.
Yeah, and they sent this card with these apples that said, "The Harvestide Festival draws near, but be warned. On the plain of Innistrad, nothing is as it seems. See through the illusion and join our coven to learn more about Midnight Hunt, September 2nd, 9 a.m. Pacific."
Ooh, spooky.
I'm here for it.
Next up, we have some arena updates.
Yes.
There's the major backend update that happened to arena on the 24th, and there's some various bugs that are still running through the system as a
yeah.
result of that.
My personal favorite was, quote, "deck favorite settings have been lost,"
yes.
unquote, which I'm like, how did you lose them? Where did they
I
go?
I don't know. Where did they go? Nobody knows.
They just fell through the floorboards.
And my personal favorite is that weekly win rewards, at least for me, that just seems to reset whenever it feels like it.
Well, maybe you're getting more.
No rhyme or reason. It
yeah.
just keeps happening.
So if you're experiencing some bugs, you can always contact Arena Support and let them know about it. They're trying to get them fixed as quickly as possible.
Yes. Jumpstart Historic Horizons is, of course, one of the new big things that
oh,
came
yeah.
out of that update. It's out now through October 14th. It's 2,000 gold or 400 gems, so very budget-friendly to be playing that. And you can play with the new digital-only cards.
Wow. I had an experience with this the day it came out, playing the digital-only cards. It was like you could just, my magic boomer was showing, you know? I was just like, what has happened? Perpetual!
It's really cool.
It is
like
very
makes the
weird.
Text purple and
yeah.
it alters a card in your hand and stuff. It's
yeah.
great.
Really neat. So yeah, check that out if you want to play some sealed, which is what I'm going to put that in quotes, against
yeah.
other people playing Historic Horizons, or you just want to build up your collection for Historic, which is like the Wild West out there right now.
Yeah, but it's a good time.
Yeah, it is. It's awesome.
It's a real party. Speaking of Historic, the 100 card Historic Brawl queue is now open indefinitely.
Yes.
Which is pretty great.
That's awesome. So if you love Brawl, get on in there and play so that they keep it open. I know a lot of players very, very excited about that.
Yep. Midweek Magic this week is Historic Pauper, and the quick draft is Adventures in the Forgotten Realms.
And coming up, mark your calendars for September 3rd, because once again, it's going to be Yargle Day on Arena.
Everybody's favorite 9-3 gets his own day as the only 9-3 ever.
So there's been there's been fun events around Yargle Day, so just check for that on the 3rd and see if there's anything kind of silly going on.
Yeah, but for those of you who love Cube, the Tinkerer's Cube is returning September 3rd through 16th. There'll be both the traditional and the best of one queues available for that.
And, oh, I'm excited about this!
Yeah!
The next Arena Open is September 11th and 12th, and it is Historic.
Ooh!
Wow.
Very cool.
So you can battle and win entry into day 2, win
and
some sweet cash.
Who knows what'll be good?
I mean, I have
Nobody
no idea.
Knows.
I have no idea. By the way, probably going to talk about some historic decks on the show this week on Good Luck High Five. And let me just say, it is really crazy out there. It's a great time.
Yeah. And a last bit of art news. Victor Adame Minguez, who did the digital art for Atraxa Praetor's voice a couple of years ago, 2016, just decided that he kind of wanted to figure out if he could recreate this as a traditional oil painting.
Cool.
And he did, and it looks incredible. And he ended up selling the piece for $40,000.
Wow. Congratulations, yeah. Victor.
So you can go check out the whole process on his Twitter. He detailed it in a thread showing all of the different steps.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome.
And you can see the original digital art and then the traditional oil painting side by side. It's really cool.
Yeah, and Victor always used to show up at GPs back in the day. He was always there. So hopefully in the future, if you want to meet him, we'll have GPs again or something. And he'll be there.
Who knows?
Well, like we said, you can check out our full-length podcast, Good Luck High Five, anywhere you get your podcasts. That's all the magical news you need for this week. If you like what we do... and what you do, you can support us on patreon.com/glhfmagic.
What we do or what you do, I don't want to work generally. For us.